If you are a woman and you don't like your body in sex, you feel self-conscious and worried that your lover will find it unattractive, it's one of the biggest problems that women face in sex because it affects everything. You're tense, in your head, you can't relax, you can't feel much because of it, you can't enjoy sex as much, you might even avoid it altogether. I want to help you with it today. So the body image is a very complex issue. I'm not going to cover all the culture and history and psychology. I made a video on how to genuinely love your body as a woman. You can watch it there later. But I want to share a few interesting insights that I've learned over 20 years of working with many women and men. What can you do specifically in sex to let you enjoy sex now, not someday in the future when your body is different? So first of all, if you're concerned about your body not being attractive or sexy for your lover, then what you see in the mirror completely doesn't matter. You are completely unable to evaluate how attractive your body really is to your lover and how sexy it is. You will never be able to see yourself how your lover sees you. First of all, men have hugely different tastes and what turns them on in a woman's body. You might disagree, like there is some kind of objective picture of a sexy woman. When you worked for as long as I have, you've seen everybody in consultancy. It's been so nice to see men being completely insanely crazy about their women's bodies, while those bodies were of all sorts of shapes and sizes and features and everything you can imagine. They're just crazy about it, and it will defy any logic or expectation you have. So if your partner is with you or your lover wants to have sex with you, by definition, they like your body, how you are. Also, what are you evaluating? How the body is beautiful? But beautiful is not the same as sexually attractive that really pulls a man and makes him desire your body. Beauty is in your standards in the culture that are always changing. Sexual attraction of the body is much more subconscious, mysterious, primal, and ancient. Probably hasn't changed for thousands of years. It's a completely different force, and you basically can't imagine what it feels like by looking at yourself in the mirror. You would have to feel a primal desire of a man, which you never will. Third, women always obsess about the whole picture being perfect. You find one or two things in your body that you don't like and you think that is the thing that's going to turn him off, and then it takes your whole headspace. A lot of men I talk to, they think about it completely differently. They look for things they like in your body, not the things they don't like. Your whole body doesn't need to be perfect. He might be totally crazy about some parts of your body and nothing will ever turn him on even more. And the part of your body you don't like, he might be totally indifferent to it. He might even love it exactly the way it is, which is the way you hate it. I mean, that happens a lot. So you've got no way at all to evaluate how attractive and sexy your body is to your lover, because there are so many unexplained ways why he finds you really sexy. So my heartfelt advice is just let go. Let go into his arms. He already finds you gorgeous and sexy genuinely, no matter how much you disagree with it and how it is illogical to you. In his world, it is the reality. You are gorgeous, you are sexy, and it is absolutely incomprehensible to you. Just believe him. He's already telling you that you're beautiful and gorgeous. Just believe him. Or if he's not vocal about it, he wants to have sex with you. You feel that he's into your body. So it's just a silent way of saying the same. Otherwise, what happens is very tragic, and it's very common, unfortunately. A woman decides for herself that her body is unattractive to her lover. She decides it for him. Either completely, she doesn't engage, or in sex, she always feels worried about it and tense about it, and you know, sex doesn't flow and it's weird for both of you, so it breaks down. So they end up not having sex or having bad sex because she was worried that they will end up not having sex or having bad sex if he sees her, while he has been begging her to believe him that he totally loves her body. I know it sounds absurd when I say this, but it happens so much. And it's really, really sad because it's a problem that never existed and it became a really big problem. So just relax and believe your lover. Enjoy yourself and let him enjoy you. The other thing I want you to know is you are fixating on your looks too much. For a man, just as big, if not bigger, are other things that really turn him on. How you are just flirty and sexual. How in bed you have like sexual energy about you. You're really in the moment. You're loving sex with him. You are free in sex with him. He loves feeling you free. You're really enjoying his body and giving back to him, and he feels that you desire his body. Like all this sexual energy about you is fantastic sex for him. And a lot of men have a much better time with a woman who is like this, but she has, you know, let's say again, imperfections with her body, than a woman with, you know, a perfect body who is so in her head that, you know, she's disengaged, she feels tense and stiff and the whole sex feels weird. But what happens? For you, it becomes all about your self-consciousness of your body. You think it's all about that. Maybe not logically, but certainly in practice, that's what you're making this. And then you go into your head and you become this woman who's stiff, who's unresponsive, who's disengaged. And then all that sexual energy and turn on doesn't come from you towards him. And then you might think that if he wasn't into it, it's because of your body. but it wasn't. So look, you might want to change your body or not change your body, it's totally your business. But if you do, it's going to be a long-term thing, right? You know, tonight, your body is not going to change. So tonight, you only have two choices. You can go into your head that your body is going to be unattractive to him and you can become this stiff, disengaged lover. Or you can accept that you can't change anything today. So what's the best thing you can do with this situation? Jump in, throw yourself in, feel his body, enjoy his body, love his body, desire his body, feel sex, enjoy sex. It's just the best you can make of the situation. So understand as well, it's not always just about your body being liked. Sometimes you might just feel not good in yourself. So you don't feel sex. You don't want to engage with sex because of it. Now, I understand it's very difficult. I don't want to devalue your feelings. But for you in your life, I think you want to step back and take a calm evaluation. There is a dislike of your body on one side. And on the other side, there is something bigger. You are cut off from sexual love, from intimacy, from your sexual energy. The really important nourishment and enrichment that sex gives to you as a woman and to your relationship, and your partner is also cut off from sexual love, intimacy, connection with you. So it's one or the other. Which one is more important to you? This isn't about forcing yourself into sex, but understanding what is at stake, seeing that this doesn't deserve to come before your love, intimacy, sexual connection, your relationship. And perhaps you need to make an extra choice, an extra commitment, that you won't let this take the place of what actually matters. And that precisely becomes your actual practice in sex, which is what I'm going to explain now. It is true that it's difficult to convince yourself out of this with some logic. It often becomes just a really bad mental habit. Women often hope that if they just change their body some way, then this will go away and they will be okay. Well, you can certainly do what you can, but there are things you can't change. And also, if you are in a bad habit of always being unhappy with your body, then the danger is that this never stops. There is always the next thing to find in your body that you're not happy with. So there are many ways that women might work with body issues. As I only work in the area of sexuality, I have been working only in how women feel in sex with it, during sex. And I've helped many women over the years with this issue, some very entrenched cases where all the mental work didn't help. And I think the best way is into your experience, into your body. I think things really change when you stop seeing sex as a performance for him and how good you are for him, but you learn to really connect with your body, to discover your sexual energy for you, that is a source for you. When you as a woman discover the true richness of your sexual energy, when you learn to connect with it in your body and listen to it and drink it, then this takes your mind away from all those thoughts. And you realize that all that chatter about how you look and how, you know, your body is not good enough is just noise. Is the same noise as everything else in your head. So these thoughts about your body are not resolved. You don't convince yourself out of them. You just don't listen to them. And the only relevant thing here is the beauty of that sexual energy that is happening right now, vibrating into you. You're drinking it, you're creating it, and you really feel how gorgeous and enriching it is for you right now in this moment. Now, I'm not dismissing it as very simple, and it is a skill and ability that you build up. But I have seen that this approach really works, and all women can develop it, even when I've worked with women who thought that they could never get out of the head. It's the practice that builds to not listen to that noise and to feel in and listen to your sexual energy. But importantly, the right sexual energy needs to be created to engage you. So importantly, sex on the whole needs to work for you. I recommend you take that approach. If you want more specific help from me, I'm only marking that it is available in my holistic sex course, where I have put the result of all my 20 years of work, and I teach you step by step how to connect with your experience and create that kind of sex life, just if you feel you need my further help and guidance. It takes teaching the whole practice. This is all I can do in a short YouTube video. In conclusion, I want to tell you, the word compassion in Tibetan language is different. It's not just being kind to others, but it includes yourself, compassion to yourself as well. So you will accept imperfections in your lover's body, right? You will see your lover as a full human and you will accept them. So you also need to accept yourself as a human who deserves the same. And you are both humans in this imperfect world, just as you are, doing your best in sex to create some beauty, love, happiness in life that needs it. And life is too short to deny this to yourself over a thought in your head, which is probably a problem that doesn't even exist. Enjoy precious things in life.